Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time this morning we had in the presence of God as we sang, Hallelujah, in your presence, O God. We love to dwell. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's come into the presence of God and open our hearts this morning to listen from the Word of God. The title of the message is A Joyous Christian Life. It's taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father God, I thank you for this wonderful morning you've given us, for each one of us who have gathered here, Lord, and those who are watching us through live stream. I pray, Lord, that you dwell in our midst, O God. Your word says you dwell in the midst of the praises of your people. Hallelujah. We believe that you are here with us. Wherever we are, you are with us, O God. You're going to speak to us. You're going to strengthen us. Hallelujah. Because your word says in your presence there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand there is pleasures forevermore. So we're going to rejoice in you, O God, this morning. Help us, O God. Speak to me. Speak through me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your words come through me. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today I would like to share from the Word of God that there is joy in Christ and we can experience it daily. Hallelujah. We might have read this verse many times, but today we are going to find the answer to two questions that arise from this verse. What is rejoice in the Lord? And how can I rejoice all the time? As we live in this world, we tend to associate joy to things such as family, friends, food, possessions, hobbies, achievements, etc. For example, there is joy when you are with family. There is joy when you meet friends after a long time. After a long time, we see each other in the church. And maybe in a few months later, we will all be in one place and there will be joy in gathering, and seeing one another. There is joy in meeting friends. I believe a lot of us who would have met friends after many years through WhatsApp, they would have connected you with your friends. Hallelujah. And there was joy when you met. And there was joy when you go for vacation. I know now it's not a time for vacation, but you're longing for a vacation. You want to see places. There is a joy in seeing places. Hallelujah. There is a joy when you graduate from school. When you graduate from university, when you pass your test, you have a joy. When we get a job, you get a joy. Hallelujah. When you get a job, you have a joy. Hallelujah. When you buy a car or a home, when we eat our favorite food, there is joy. People love, those who love ice cream, they are so happy when they eat ice cream. When they have chocolate, especially the children, they love it when they have chocolate. When they have the favorite Indian food, biryani, people have a lot of joy. Hallelujah. But when we do fun things, people love to listen to music, playing games, sports, painting, singing. There is joy in all of this. But these are feelings and emotions that we experience through our natural senses. That is, through our eyes, through our sight, through our ears. When we hear good things, when we touch things, when we taste things, there is joy. But the Bible talks about a joy that comes from the Lord, hallelujah, which is not natural, but supernatural, hallelujah. So what is this joy of the Lord? John chapter 15, and verse from 10 to 12, we read Jesus talking about this joy. In verse 11 especially, he says, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Jesus was talking about all the commandments and the vine and the branches. And he's giving the explanation to all of these things. And he said, while he was speaking all these things, he said one thing. He said, you will be filled with my joy. Your joy will overflow. So what is this joy that Jesus gives to us? Prophet Isaiah prophesied about this joy in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 to 4. If you read, it says, the people, verse 2, the Bible says, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what was the cause of this joy? Isaiah, 600 years before the birth of Christ, is prophesying that there will be a time of joy, a time of rejoicing. Why? Verse 4 says, because this person, that is Jesus, will break the yoke of slavery. Because he's going to lift the heavy burden from our shoulders. He's going to break the enemy's rod of oppression. Hallelujah. Isaiah prophesies that Jesus will bring the joy of liberation from slavery to sin, from our heavy burdens, and from Satan's oppression. Hallelujah. So this is the joy that Isaiah prophesied about Jesus. And this is the joy he came to give to us, to each one of us who are here. This is the reason why we have joy in Jesus. Hallelujah. After 600 years, Jesus came into this world as prophesied. We can see from the Bible that from the moment Jesus was formed in the womb of Mary, he brought joy. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, if you read, Mary is going and visiting Elizabeth. And when she entered the house and greeted Elizabeth, Bible says, at the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her. Hallelujah. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Hallelujah. Why? When Jesus was inside the womb of Mary itself, joy came to people around him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Bible says the angel proclaimed this news to the shepherds who were nearby. Luke chapter 2, we read, hallelujah, verse 9, it says, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, to the shepherds, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. Don't be afraid, he said. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. Angels said, don't be afraid, there is a great joy has come to all the people. Verse 11 says, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. Hallelujah. The moment Jesus was born on this earth, the angels proclaimed, there is great joy to all the people. Hallelujah. Then we go on and see, as God the Father himself testifies that Jesus is the one who brings great joy. In Luke chapter 13, when Jesus was baptized, verse 22 says, and the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, you are my dearly beloved son, and you bring me great joy. God the Father looks upon Jesus and said, you are my beloved son, and you bring me great joy. Jesus brings great joy to Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse Matthew chapter 17, the same Father again speaks in the Mount of Transfiguration. He says, this is my dearly beloved son who brings me great joy. Listen to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the source of great joy. Hallelujah. This joy, no one can rob it. Hallelujah. When Jesus was about to leave this earth, hallelujah. If you read in John chapter 16, he talks about, hallelujah, what's going to happen to him. He's going to be betrayed. He's going to be arrested. He's going to be crucified. And the disciples were very sad. And at that moment, Jesus is saying in verse 22 of chapter 16, it says, so you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy. For a moment, for a short time, I will not be there with you, but I'm going to come back and you're going to rejoice, and no one can rob you that joy. Hallelujah. And verse 23 and 24 says, at that time, that is after the resurrection of Jesus, Bible, Jesus said, at that time, you won't need to ask me for anything. I tell you the truth, you will ask the Father directly, and he will grant your request because you use my name. You haven't done this before. Ask. using my name, and you will receive and you will have abundant joy. Hallelujah. Once Jesus rose from the dead, hallelujah, Jesus said, you can ask the Father and you will receive it and you will have abundant joy. And this is the promise that Jesus is giving to each one of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our Lord is living today because he lives. Hallelujah. But as we sing the song, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. He has promised that if we ask the Father in his name, we will receive it and we will have abundant joy. Hallelujah. So what is rejoicing in the Lord means? It is the experience of supernatural joy that Jesus only can provide us. Hallelujah. What is that joy? He's given us the joy of liberation from slavery to sin. Hallelujah. He's lifting our heavy burdens from our shoulders. He's breaking Satan's oppression from our lives. Hallelujah. This is the joy that God has promised us. Hallelujah. How do we experience this joy daily? That's the next question. How does anyone receive this abundant joy from Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Psalmist David says in chapter 16 of Psalms 8, verses 8 to 9, I says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. And verse 9, he says, no wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. Hallelujah. No wonder my heart is glad and I will rejoice. Why was the David's heart was glad? Because he knew the Lord was with him always. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Is Jesus in our lives this morning? Hallelujah. If Jesus is in you, you have gladness in your heart. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 1, it says, hallelujah, if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Hallelujah. When we come to Jesus and we ask, Lord, forgive us of our sins, he is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our wickedness. And when all sins are forgiven, what happens? Joy comes. Romans chapter 4 verse 7 to 8 says, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Hallelujah. When we accepted Jesus as a personal Savior, hallelujah, he took all our sin upon himself. He gave us a new heart. Hallelujah. He gave us a new spirit. The old man passed away and the new man was born in us, and the new man has joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This born again experience is the beginning of a joyous Christian life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next we see, after we receive Jesus as our personal Savior, what happens? We become heirs to the kingdom of God. We belong to Jesus. We don't belong to this world anymore. Hallelujah. So what did Jesus do to help us aligned with his will? He said, I will give you my Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. My Holy Spirit is going to teach us. He's going to guide us. He's going to encourage us in our journey, in our Christian journey, as we face troubles and trials in our life. The Holy Spirit is with us. He's teaching us. He's guiding us. He said, look at Jesus. He is your source of joy. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 14 verse 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When you live in the Holy Spirit, you have goodness in your life. You have peace in your life. You have joy in your life. Hallelujah. This is a promise that God has given to us, and we can experience it daily through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Hallelujah. So everyone who is filled with the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, has a new way of living. Hallelujah. A new way of life. Hallelujah. A life of goodness, a life of peace, a life of joy. Hallelujah. We know one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22, we read the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace. And one of the fruit is joy. And if Holy Spirit is in you, you will have joy in your life. So how can we live a life of joy in the Holy Spirit? We'll go back to John chapter 15. And Jesus said in verse 10, when you obey my commandments and you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love, I have told you these things so that you'll remain, you'll be filled with my joy. Hallelujah. To experience the joy daily, we need to remain in love with Jesus. You need to delight in Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to love Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. If you don't obey, if the reason why many times we struggle to obey is because we are not delighted in Jesus. Hallelujah. How are we delighting in him? Loving Jesus and obeying him is the key to experience abundant joy. Obedience to Jesus produces the fruit of joy in us. If we are not obedient to Jesus, we cannot experience his joy. But if we are, Jesus not only fills us with his joy, but also the joy overflows from our life. That's why he says, I'm going to give you overflowing joy from our that will come out of our lives. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 1, it says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. Hallelujah. Psalmist says, hallelujah, how wonderful it is. Hallelujah. For those whom delight in the Lord day and night. Hallelujah. They have joy in their heart. How do we experience the joy of Christ daily? Submitting ourselves to the Holy Spirit day. Hallelujah. To be led by the Holy Spirit every day. Hallelujah. When you are led by the Holy Spirit guides you and teaches you to remain faithful, to be in love with Jesus, to be in love with this word. Hallelujah. As the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, controls you, he leads you to Jesus. He leads you to the word of God. Hallelujah. You are more delighted in his presence. You are delighted in Jesus. We start obeying him. And when we start obeying his word, we receive abundant joy. Hallelujah. This is the joyous Christian life. Hallelujah. So now as we come to the end, hallelujah, I'm going to give you a few evidences of a joyous Christian life. How do I know if I am living a joyous Christian life? That should be evidence in my life. Hallelujah. The first evidence is you worship God with joy. Hallelujah. Whenever you come into the presence of God, there is joy in your heart. Hallelujah. No matter what happens, you will worship God in truth and in spirit. Hallelujah. You're not governed by the circumstances. You are not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Hallelujah. The joy of liberation is in you. Hallelujah. If you have the joy of the Holy Spirit in you, hallelujah. Psalm 100 says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. This morning as we sang, hallelujah, you should be worshiping God with joy in your heart. If you were worshiping this morning, that means you had gladness in your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Second evidence is serving the Lord with joy. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 15 says in verse 13, a glad heart makes a happy face. If your heart is glad, you have joy in your face. Hallelujah. And when you have cheerfulness in your life, you are willing to do anything. Hallelujah. If you don't have cheerfulness, you will be, hallelujah, with a sad heart, you'll be doing things. But Jesus gives you joy in your heart, so that makes you happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Third evidence your prayer will be more filled with faith. Hallelujah. As Habakkuk prayed in chapter 3, even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the Lord of my salvation. Hallelujah. 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 Do you have that prayer this morning? Hallelujah. Jesus said, come unto me. I will give you that joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you can make this kind of prayer like Habakkuk prayed. No matter what happens. Hallelujah. Even if there is coronavirus, even though what's going, hallelujah, my job has been lost, I don't have to worry about it, because my joy comes from Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Our next evidence is when you face trials in your life. Hallelujah. Well, James chapter 1 verse 2 says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity of great joy. It's a great joy when you face trials. How can anyone say that? Normal people cannot say these things. When troubles come your way, you won't say that, oh, it's a great joy. But people who have gladness in their heart, they have an opportunity to praise God. How does it happen? Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, when our faith is put into action, hallelujah, when we face trials in our lives, our faith is put into action. And when our faith is put into action, what do? You obey Jesus, hallelujah. When negativity comes in your mind, hallelujah, when you face troubles in your life, you will say in your heart, I will trust in God. Hallelujah. When you put your trust in God and obey His commandments, Jesus will give you the joy. Hallelujah. You will come out of that trouble successfully. You will come out of it victoriously. And there is joy in your heart. Hallelujah. 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 It is not the joy that the world gives. He gives a joy that is out of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why when we put our faith into action, great joy is the result. That's the promise Jesus gave us. Hallelujah. And as we endure the test, Bible says we will lack nothing. That's what verse 4 of James 1 says. So let endurance grow in you. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete, needing nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next evidence is you have strength to overcome sadness. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 8 verse 10, last verse, it says, don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. There is strength when you have joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. That if you are weak in your body, when you rejoice in the Lord, your body gets strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Finally, the Bible says, hallelujah, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, a cheerful heart is a good medicine. Hallelujah. If your heart is glad, it's happy, it becomes a good medicine in you. No matter what struggle, sickness you have, no matter what problems you face in your body, hallelujah, when you have joy in your heart, it becomes a good medicine in you. Hallelujah. To face any sickness in your body. Hallelujah. You people may see, how are you able to worship? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. It has given me good medicine. Hallelujah. Even in bed, even in struggles, even while I cannot move. Hallelujah. There is joy in my heart to worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Concluding, when we come to the end, hallelujah, as Psalm 118 says, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We all have an opportunity to receive this joy from Jesus and experience it. Hallelujah. Whoever came to Jesus received this joy in their life. We read from the moment Jesus was born in this earth, there was joy. Hallelujah. As he traveled across Israel, everyone who came to him, they went away with joy. Hallelujah. He turned sorrows into joy. Sinners who were hated by everyone, Jesus met them and saved them and brought joy to their lives. Zacchaeus was a man like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was the chief tax collector and people hated him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. Hallelujah. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to look at Jesus. Hallelujah. There was a void in the heart of Zacchaeus, but he wanted to see Jesus because he heard that this man can do something great. Hallelujah. So he went and he climbed a sycamore tree, and he was beside the road where Jesus was about to pass. He was waiting to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Zacchaeus didn't know that Jesus wanted to see him also. Hallelujah. 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 This morning, my dear brothers and sisters, hallelujah. You might be wondering, hallelujah, is Jesus looking at me right now? He is looking at you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like Zacchaeus was standing on the sycamore tree. He was sitting on the sycamore tree. He only wanted to see Jesus, but Jesus had another plan for him. Hallelujah. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and told him, Zacchaeus, quickly come down. Hallelujah. I must be a guest in your home. I must be a guest in your home today. And this is a voice that Jesus is speaking to each one of us. He's saying, I want to be a guest in your house today. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement. Immediately there was a joy in his heart because Jesus is coming to my home. Hallelujah. But people were displeased. They were saying, how Jesus go to a sinner's house? Hallelujah. But Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor. Hallelujah. If I have cheated anyone, I will give back four times as much. And Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Son of Man came to seek those who are lost. And this morning, hallelujah, if you have lost your joy, if you have lost, hallelujah, hallelujah, your gladness in your heart, hallelujah, Jesus is saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm going to give you that joy to this morning, hallelujah, as he gave to Zacchaeus, he is going to give you. Hallelujah. When you open your heart this morning, he is going to come inside. Hallelujah. And transform you. And he's going to give you a supernatural joy. And just like Zacchaeus, you won't care about anything else, even wealth or whatever you have gained. He said, I don't care about it because God has come into my life. Hallelujah. Even at the cross, my dear brothers and sisters, it's not too late. Hallelujah. Even at the cross, even few minutes before Jesus left the earth. Before he died on the cross, Jesus shared the joy with the thief. Hallelujah. 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 It's not too late. Hallelujah. The thief said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 And Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. You might be in the last moment of your life. Hallelujah. But Jesus is saying, today you will be with me in paradise if you open your heart to me. Hallelujah. The thief understood that Jesus is not the normal, he was not the criminal. He knew that. Hallelujah. Even when the other thief was condemning Jesus, mocking at Jesus, the thief said, keep quiet. We know what we did wrong, but this man has done nothing wrong. Hallelujah. So he has something special in him. So he immediately repented of his sin and he said, Lord, have mercy on me. When you come into your kingdom, remember me, he said. And Jesus said, Today you will be with me in paradise. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is the source of joy. Hallelujah. When we receive this joy, your life will not be the same again. It will be a joyous Christian life. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes. Hallelujah. Wherever you are this morning, hallelujah. God wants to meet you in this point of time. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in him. Hallelujah. If you are not able to rejoice this morning, open your hearts to Jesus right now, and Jesus is going to come into your heart. He's going to come into your house. He's not going to reject you, because just like Zacchaeus, people rejected him, but Jesus never rejected him. Hallelujah. He's able to come into your home, and he's going to come into your heart. He's going to transform you. He's going to give joy in your life, not like the joy of this of the world, but a supernatural joy, a joy of eternity. Hallelujah. A joy that never end till you die. Even after you die, you will have joy in the presence of God. Hallelujah. This is not a temporary joy. This is a permanent joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That will last forever and ever. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for speaking to us through your word. Hallelujah. We understand, we recognize that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Speak to us. Thank you for speaking to us, oh God. Touch those who are going through difficult times. Hallelujah. We believe that when we ask, your word says, we will receive it. Hallelujah. And you will give us abundant joy. Hallelujah. So we believe that you have answered our prayers. Everyone who have heard, who have burdens, your word says that you came to lift the burdens, Lord. So we believe you will lift their burdens. Hallelujah. You have lifted their, removed all their sin. Hallelujah. You have forgiven their sin. Hallelujah. You have broke, Bible says you broke the rod of oppression, the satanic oppression, oh Lord. In your name, we rebuke it right now. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you for what you have done in our lives. We commit ourselves once again at your feet. We thank you for the joy you've given into us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now I request the Malala worship team to come and lead in worship. Hallelujah.